V'su, and another kasha is like this. No, that is Talkot Arzach. If you're going to tell me the svar is that Kiyovim b'malakar b'hit me, mitzvah kovid, mid like stiff tar, if you tell me now that since the puzzle doesn't say tar, by a mitzvah, he could even be mekayim the mitzvah by just pulling out his hair. If so, then avada the svarah should be he's not allowed to use a razor. If he could do the mitzvah without the avera, then avada the svarah is you have no heter to do the avera. Kiresh Lakish, like Resh Lakish always says, the yama that he says, komokom shata moisi esra v'loisa say, whenever you have a question of a mitzvah essay, like here a mitzvah, a mitzvah has a mitzvah essay of shaving off all his hair. And there's also a loisa say involved. You're not allowed to use a razor on your beard. So call is like this. Ima tayoch lakayim meshneya mutav. If it's possible to do the mitzvah in a way that you won't be over the avera, that you'll be able to do both, don't do the avera, do the mitzvah. True, that's the way you have to do it. But v'yim lav, if there's no way out, there's no way to do the mitzvah without doing the avera, then the klal is yovo yesse v'yitches leisasei. True. Then we said the klal of esse yozoich leisasei. So m'meila, if a mitzvah could do the mitzvah by just pulling out his hair of the beard, then for sure he would not be allowed to use a razor. Because when you use the razor, you're doing over the avera, cutting off, destroying your beard. Mashenka, if you just pull out the hair, there's no avera. So if the mitzvah could be done without the avera, pshiti, you have no right to do the avera. So since the Torah says the words akonah here, it's mashma clearly that by a mitzvah, the mitzvah is bedavka to use a razor. And since that's the only way you could do the mitzvah, then the klal is this, the chalaisa say. Or here it's even better, here the Torah says clearly that there's a mitzvah sesta here for the mitzvah to shave off all this hair. So here we learn out, he has to use the tar. That was the b'risa before. For Reb Elezer, what's wrong with Reb Elezer? He says no by a mitzvah. The mitzvah is even pulling out. Now he learns out by the beard that the issa by your beard is even pulling out your hair. For Reb Elezer, my timer, Yalav Meroshay learns out from Meroshay. Says like this. The time learns like this. Roshay matam leima. So Tosfos says like this. Kasha Reb Elezer is like this. Reb Elezer, the yom afil lifted b'malakir b'hitni. Chayiv, he learns out by destroying your beard, even by pulling out the hair, it's an avera. So if so, this zoking. Why does the pasuk say zoking by mitzvah? It's very good. Not that you have to use a tar. Because according to Reb Elezer, even just to pull out your beard is also an avera. So how do I know a mitzvah is allowed to pull out his beard? That's why I need the words of konoi. So according to Reb Elezer, even after the Torah says by mitzvah zekonoi, I do not know you have to use a tar. Maybe the mitzvah is by pulling it out. If it's pulling out, what only the pasuk is coming for? Because Reb Elezer holds by the beard itself also there's an avera to pull out the hair. If so, how does Reb Elezer know that by a mitzvah there's a mitzvah to use a tar? For the more Reb Elezer, my timer, Yalav Meroshi learned it out from the pasuk Meroshi. And it says by a mitzvah, he has to cut off the hair of his head. The Tanya will learn like this. Roshay matam leima. Why does the pasuk say to cut off the hair of your head? Because the kashrut is instead already called sarai. He has to shave off all his hair. So treat to the hair of the head. Why does he have to say the words roshay for? All right, turn on. So Marissa is like this. The Pesach says by Nazir, Tar la Yavra Roshay. That a Nazir can't use a tar or razor when he's a Nazir. But that was the deed that after he becomes a Nazir, he has to take a haircut with a tar. So Yachol, Af Nazir Mitzvah came. Maybe even if the Nazir is a Mitzvah. And when he's a Mitzvah, he's Tamei, there's a Mitzvah to come Tar. But since he's a Nazir, maybe he can't use a tar, he can't use a razor to cut off his hair. Talmud, Lema Roshay. That's why the pasuk says Roshay. So you see, you need an extra pasuk Roshay by Mitzvah to teach us that the mitzvah is to use a tar, to use a razor. But the Marmi Mai, Dil Maliyola, maybe I feel like the Malach Ravitni Mitzvah covered. Maybe Mitzvah is in the kind of the mitzvah even with tweezers, by pulling out the hair. The Chitain is so tar lomali. What do I need the word tar for? Lameima to tell me the afil of a tar that even with a razor also.
Because Sarko Dardach Chimin Rai would have thought to say, Hoyu v'gabe nozins by a nozir. Ki yavid v'tar mechayiv. When you use a razor, a nozir is over the Avera. Gabi mitzorah narmi lechayiv. Kamash v'lan delay.
So by mitzorah, he's allowed to use a tar. There's no Avera. But maybe who Adin, if he uses a rehitna malakna, maybe he's also mechayim the mitzvah. So this the Gemara answers again like before. If you want to tell me that Kiyova Bimlaka of Rehitni Mitzvah Covid is Midloik Siftar, then Kirash Lakish, then the Svar would be like we said before, Rash Lakish, it's not possible. Since if you do the Mitzvah Berehitni, you'd be in the kind of Mitzvah just by pulling out your hair and then there's no Avera. So for sure there would be no Heter to use a tar, to use a razor. Since we see there's a Heter to use a razor, it has to be because that's the only way you can be in the kind of Mitzvah by a Mitzvah.
The mitzvah to do a dafka betar. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, Hai Roshay Madarshi Bey, what do the Rabbonin do with the word Roshay? The Gemara says, Mi boile le mitche lav da kofa. They needed to tell me that you're allowed to cut off all your hair of your head, even though you're cutting off your payas. Titania, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Le sakifu pas roshaychem. You're not allowed to cut off your payas of your head. Yochalaf mitzorah kein, maybe even when you're a mitzorah. And afterwards, there's a mitzvah to shave off all your hair. Maybe you can't shave off all the hair of your head. Talmud Lema Roshay. This is the pasuk says Roshay you're allowed to. For the Gemara Lomli Lemichta Roshay. Why do I need the pasuk Roshay? But Tefik Lema Zekanai. Learn it from the word Zekan already. Titania. Zekanai. Why does the pasuk say Zekanai by Mitzvah? Ma Talmud Lema. Lefi Shenema. The pasuk says Zepas Zekanai Leigalecho. By a regular person, there's Navera to shave off your beard. Is Yochalaf Mitzvah, can maybe even Mitzvah also? Talmud Leim is a Kanoi. That's what the Apostle says, a Kanoi. Is Lomel Mechta Reisha, Lomel Mechta is a Kanoi. Once the terrorist says a Nozik can shave off his beard, so the Chur Hu Adin, he can shave off his head. What's the shave off the hair of the head? What's the difference? So Mar says, Tzrich, we need it. Tikos Rachmon is a Kanoi of Leiks of Reisha, have a Mina Kofas, call a Reisha, Leisha, Mia Kofa. Lachikos Rachmon of Reisha. There's the cloud, there's a shiloh, what's the use of shaving off your payas? Some say, let's say you cut off all the hair of your head and the payas. Some say there's no avera. Cutting off the payas is only, you leave the hair of your head, you just like smooth it out, you make a straight line between the top of your ear and the back of your ear. But if you cut off all your hair, maybe there's no avera. Kamash Mullah know that even that's called hakofas kol harosh. By cutting off the hair of your whole head, still that's the avera. That's why the Pasuk has to say Roshay. Now,